K-Rock, Klein Alley Show. We'll get you in Dodger Stadium. See that band right there. Mike Kemp, Dodger Stadium in the pit, coming up in about an hour, a little more, on K-Rock and all day long. Win them at 9, noon, 3, and 6 if you want some Mike Kemp in your future. Alley, this sound is a sound that will ruin many people's nights every night. And we are a nation that is sleep-deprived already, as is. You've seen the sleep aisles at every pharmacy go from a little section to multiple rows of the purple pills, medicines, etc. And then finally someone gets some decent sleep, but they're snoring so loudly that the person next to them can't sleep at all.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and it seems like snoring has gotten worse for people, and there have been a few people in my life who have recently said they've discovered, or their partner has told them, that they now have developed a snore.
It's a terrible thing to learn about someone, especially if at the beginning of the relationship you didn't notice it or they didn't have it, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it showed up. You're like, oh, this is going to ruin everything.
Dude, I never had a snore, and the other day I took like a light snooze on the couch, and I woke myself up with snoring.
Woke your own self
and
up.
And I was like, what
well,
is
that could
happening?
Be sleep apnea. You could be dying. That's the thing sometimes where you choke on your own snore. Then you wake yourself up.
What's the difference between snoring and sleep apnea? Because aren't they kind of the same thing? And they say that it's because you're the soft palate in the back of your throat is clamping down too much, and so the air doesn't have enough space to get through, and that's what creates the snore. And that's also what has created nose tape and mouth tape and all these different things.
Snore pillows, different sort of sleep set. I mean, there's a million supposed cures for it, and I don't know if any of them actually work.
Snoring is a loud noise caused by
thank you, Jake.
Vibrations.
Snoring is a loud noise.
Hold on.
Take that, everyone.
Well, sleep apnea is a serious disorder characterized by repeated pauses in breathing during sleep.
I mean, I know.
Yeah, I think sleep apnea is more chronic, and it happens on a consistent basis.
Which one do you, Omar, which one do you think you have?
So I went to the doctor yesterday. Mine stems from a sinus infection. So I've had an ongoing thing for a couple of weeks, and then finally it got so bad. And my wife was just like, dude, you need to go see the doctor because, you know, I mean, we were talking about maybe it's CPAP machine time for me because it was so loud. And I think, you know, going to the doctor, he told me, yeah, you have a serious sinus infection. So I'm antibiotics now. But I hope this snoring problem doesn't continue.
Yeah,
it's
right.
A possibility.
Let's get back on the cocaine.
Yeah.
That'll clear you right up.
Clear you right out, dude. Get that drip. Hey, Renee, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What has been your you sound like a snorer. You're the guy, or is it your partner?
Oh, I'm definitely the snorer.
Yeah.
My wife, at first, had a hard time. She said it sounded like I was sucking the roof down.
Right.
Who's the
roof? The only solution we found is to sleep in different rooms.
Oh, you guys really did full on sleep divorce.
Yeah, sleep divorce. I call it, sleep separately and sleep better.
I call it
she
sleep separately. That's what people do. We're going to do a trial separation and you know what's coming
put
next.
Down a hat.
Yeah. We're just trying it out. You know, we just need space.
There's already a name for it. It's called sleep divorce. Not in my house. We call it sleep separately and sleep better. All right. Well, I like you to put a positive spin on it.
Well, 562 said I divorced my husband over his snoring. And
real divorce.
Yeah.
Real
I actually divorced my husband.
That's
and
crazy.
Said I love my sleep more than I love my marriage. 626, I snore like a bear and I do have sleep apnea. You don't get enough oxygen to your brain and that's what creates it. And somebody else said that putting a... Oh, I see. Putting something to block your nose airway so that you're breathing through your mouth can prevent a snore.
I don't know, though. Because
isn't that bad for you to sleep with your mouth open?
I was all stuffed up, and all I was doing is breathing through my mouth,
yeah.
And it made it louder.
So then these are just conflicting solutions.
That's the other problem. It is.
No one knows what's going on.
No one does. All I know is we're all... distracted by it. And a lot
of snoring is a loud noise.
Hey, thank you, Jake. Write that down. Chris on K-Rock, you have a solution that's worked for you?
Yeah, good morning. I definitely snore, and I use the didgeridoo, and it exercises the throat muscles and takes care of that snoring.
Wait, you play an instrument? That Australian instrument?
That super long wooden thing?
The super long instrument. You have to work on not only exhaling, but inhaling with it. and it works. Huh.
So you just drown out the snoring with another equally annoying sound. That's wild.
So
annoying.
The didgeridoo. You had to pick up one of the most random instruments in the history of the world to solve a snoring problem.
But it was able to exercise his muscles enough and give him proper breathing
techniques.
Well,
he sounds like a snore.
Chris,
were you a didgeridooer before this happened? Or did you get the didgeridoo as a solution to this problem? Because that seems like something you would see on TikTok and be like, I got to get a didgeridoo.
No, I was not a didgeridoo user, but it has definitely helped.
That's an amazing.
That's a didgeridoo.
Is that Chris? Or is that the didgeridoo?
That sounds terrible.
It is, and I think it only plays the one note.
Yeah, right?
I don't think it's technically considered an instrument.
Oh, there's another note.
Oh, okay.
There we go. He's going off right here. Chris.
Is this the brown noise?
Sounds like a low budget Star Wars.
661 said, I don't mind my husband snoring as much as when he stops breathing. So I'm so used to the snoring that now the silence has started waking me up and I have to shake him awake so that he starts breathing and snoring again. Yeah. Another person said that neither my wife or I snore, but our huskies snore so loudly that we can't sleep.
Oh, yeah, snoring dog. That's a real... You got a bulldog, and there's a lot of dog breeds that snore regularly, and people think it's cute at first because they get a funny video
out of it. Oh, dog snoring.
But then it does. It is annoying, and I don't know. Maybe you got to teach that dog to play the didgeridoo.
Wow, here's a solution. 626 said my ex used to snore really bad, but then he got punched in the face at his boxing class, and it stopped.
Whoa.
That's... Maybe they realigned his septum
or
something.
Klein, come here.
Allie, punch me in the face.
Let's try it.
Let's solve this problem. Yeah, I mean, the amount of solutions people claim that they've tried, like random drops or weird stuff, sleep with my head off the side of the bed, I don't know if we've ever agreed on anything less than how to solve the epidemic of snoring, which is apparently taking over worse than ever before now. It's K-Rock.